baby. I was born ready.
I can't believe it's actually here.
Oh, are we starting?
We literally just started. We have the microphones and everything covered in cat hair. I think it's like time to get this thing rolling.
Rolling with the homies.
Hey. What is that from?
I have no idea.
Clueless, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, what a great.
Do you remember that?
All right, wait. Let's introduce ourselves.
I mean, we should probably let them know who they're listening to,
yes.
Right?
Yes. This is Carly. I don't know if you could tell the difference in our voices.
I think we kind of sound the same, but this is Amanda, in case you didn't know.
All right, well, I have known Amanda since I was in the womb.
Holy moly. That's a really long freaking time.
I know. All right, why don't you start? Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Okay, well, why don't we just like jump right
into
it?
Yeah, let's go right into it.
So, hi, everyone. My name is Amanda. I am an Aquarius, born February 16th. I do accept birthday presents. I am a life and success coach. I am a cat mom. I am a wife. I've been married to my husband now for 2.5 years.
Is it 2.5? No, it's not.
It's literally two and a half years. Can you believe that shit?
No. Wow.
Yeah, we've been together for 8 years now.
Wow.
8 years. Oh, that's like a decade.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
There's been a lot. Yeah. A lot that's
Why don't you tell them really quickly how you met Brett, or what you did to get his attention, because this is a funny story.
I stalked the shit out of him on Facebook. I literally saw him from a distance. And my girls, you all know, we're like Sherlock Holmes mm-hmm. when it comes to finding that person.
Amen.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, so she stalked him out on Facebook and
messaged him until he took me out.
Yeah, so.
And then the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Kind of. Yeah, a few ups and downs here and there, breakups and, you know, the typical hanger throwing situations. Mm-hmm. But other than that, we're soulmates.
Yeah,
definitely. I think we're pretty compatible, yeah. Which is great. I have a company. It's called The Inner Beauty Bible. I train women to become life and success coaches, and I train them in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, emotional freedom techniques, time techniques, hypnosis. It's really, really exciting and fulfilling. I'm a corporate dropout, so I was able to leave my corporate job last June, which was probably the best thing that's ever happened to me. So yeah. All my girls out there who are salary chasers and title promotion chasers and realize like this is just not for you. That was me for literally 8 years. I was like the queen of side gigs. Mm-hmm. But so that's what I do now. And now I am your co-host for Related.
Woo-hoo!
Yay!
And she just moved back to Jersey. And
there's a baby on the way.
A real life baby?
A real life baby.
Yeah.
A little strawberry.
I know. He or she a strawberry?
12 weeks.
See, I just said she. Does that mean it's going to be a she?
You know what? My psychic keeps saying she.
Yeah.
We find out this weekend.
I know. So one of her friends, she went and got blood work for it, right? So mm-hmm. one of her friends knows the sex of the baby. So the day that I found that out, I'm like, I'm planning it next weekend. So I think, right? She got it last
Literally,
week. And
yeah.
I'm like, all right, I'm planning this party in less than a week, because the fact that someone out there knows and I don't kills me. It kills me.
Literally it dying. Does. We did a bet to see what everyone in the family thought it was.
Yeah.
But you bet a boy.
I bet a girl. I bet a boy because I think it's a girl. But I don't know. Everyone was saying girl, so I kind of wanted to be like the one. But we all were like $100, so I'll be the one to win the most money.
But I am going to be an aunt. December 30th can't come soon enough.
No, and the craziest thing is her due date is December 30th, and that's the day Brett proposed to her.
Yeah.
What are the chances of
that? I know. What are the chances?
So wait, is this technically a quarantine baby then?
Well,
too
yeah.
much time home with each other.
I mean, there was a lot of getting busy.
Yeah.
But the funny part about that is I actually saw a meme that said the only people having babies in quarantine are the ones that don't have any.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I know. It's so fun. I'm
so
super exciting. So wait, who are you?
Who am I? That's a great question. My name is Carly. I have been on YouTube for almost 9 years now.
That's longer than
right. Longer than your relationship. My relationship is with has been with YouTube. So I started doing makeup for people in high school. That's kind of when I started my own job and realized like I wanted to get into makeup.
Oh my god, I remember that with like all the cheerleading.
I know, I used to do all the cheerleaders and proms. I think I was charging like $25, and I knew I loved doing makeup. I never went to school for it. I never got my license, so. You know.
She was just a natural born beautician.
Yeah, but I just never thought I could really do much with it because I knew I didn't have my license. I just loved it. And
wait, so how did you get started?
Get started with YouTube?
Yeah, so why don't you tell them a little bit how it like actually became like a thing?
Well, the only reason I started doing YouTube was when I would go to my clients' houses, I would do their makeup and they would ask me what I used or what I was wearing on my face. So I would sit there with a notepad and a pen and write out like every color that I used and how I did it and blah, blah, blah. So when I made my first video or made my first couple of videos, it was really just to kind of show my clients what I was doing and not really expecting that anyone other than that would see it.
Right.
And I remember when I started everything with my Facebook page and YouTube, everyone from like my hometown was like, what is this girl doing? Like, why is she filming herself?
That was like your first experience with haters.
I know. Yeah. They were like, what is she doing? She doesn't even have her license. Blah, blah, blah. Well,
can we just back up for a second? Because what? Those same people, like shout out to all the people who support Carly all in all. But like so those same people are the ones who probably support you the most now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it's like you're their hometown celebrity.
Oh, stop it. I don't like that word.
Okay. So you're their hometown success story.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it was definitely different. It was something newer at the time when I started. Mm-hmm. But I just kept going with it. And, you know, here I am 9 years later. I got to do three makeup palettes. I got to do 2 clothing lines. I did phone cases.
Lipsticks.
Like, I've really got to create so many things that I never even thought was possible. So I'm so blessed to have what I have. And, you know, I think the one thing that I always say is like consistency is key. And, you know, I think because I went into it not really having many expectations, like it was just the most like organic, like I had no interest of getting famous or anything like it is nowadays. You know, it's a little bit different now. Like people kind of go
into it. It's like you want to just be like an influencer. People just want to be an influencer now, but like influence on what? So that's the cool thing. It's like when you started, it was just purely out of like the joy you had for makeup.
Right. And just wanting to teach people. So yeah, I also, moving on with other things in my life, I have 5 cats. Also a cat mom, a crazy cat lady, I guess
you can call me. What are all of their names? Can you remember them?
Oh my god, of course. So I'll do it in order. Cindy, Bear, Bo, Chai, and Baby Man. His real name is Bali, but we call him Baby Man because he's a baby and he's a man all wrapped into one.
He's such like a little nugget.
Yeah, we were just laying with him on the bed and he's just, I say he's not even real, right? He's not even a real cat.
He's not. He's half human. He's so lovey.
I know.
So there's 2 of us and there's 7 cats between the 2 of us.
Yeah.
Which is pretty insane.
Right. So I also have a boyfriend named Anthony. What's funny about, do you know all the names of them? When we first started dating, I used to quiz him all the time until he finally learned them all. So now he's a cat dad. They all love him. Like the girls like sleep on him every night. It's the cutest thing.
Who was his favorite? Can he say?
Cindy.
Yeah.
Him and Cindy actually, I think, are in a relationship together. She comes up to him every night, gives him kisses on the face, and it's the cutest thing. It really is. So yeah, that's a little bit about me. I've also honestly never even listened to a podcast. When Amanda came to me with this idea, I loved the idea of getting to speak with like no cameras involved. I thought this was like a really cool, different thing that, you know, I feel like with me, I'm always about beauty and makeup and outer beauty. And I'm always like concerned with how I look and, you know, people judge me and I've heard everything, anything you can ever imagine negative about me. So like to be able to like sit down with my sister, who's my best friend, and get to kind of talk about all kinds of subjects that maybe I wouldn't feel as comfortable talking about online YouTube, or, you know, I thought this was like going to be an amazing thing for us. And if there's anyone in the world who has the best advice, it's my sister. She's like changing people's lives. Aww. And I swear, I mean that, like you're the most inspiring person I've ever met in my life. So I think between the two of us,
this could be really
awesome. Don't cry.
I mean it. But I'm like, I'm tearing up.
I know. You're the best. I love you.
You're the best. So like, yeah, but when I came to Carly with the podcast idea, she was so excited.
Yeah,
but like, I don't know about you guys knowing all the little intimate details about Carly, but she was like, is it going to have to be live?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Pressure.
I get very nervous with like live stuff and speaking in front of people, and you know, when I film my own videos, I'm always alone. I make sure no one's at the house because I'm
always been that way.
I know. It's so weird. I don't know why. I'm like that. I hate that about myself, but I feel like I've tried certain things, like Women's Summit, where I pushed myself to do some public speaking, and like I was like, all right, this is either going to be for me and I'm going to inspire, like be so inspiring and everything I want to talk about will come out, or I'm going to like choke and like never want to do it again.
For the record, she did incredible.
Thank you. But I just feel like when I have so much to say, like I do have a lot to say, but like certain situations, I like freeze up and then I never know what to say. And like,
Carly always has something to say, guys.
I do, but I want it to come out how I want it to come out. And if I'm nervous, it just
as she's flipping the hair right
now. I'm like kind of talking with my hands. I know, but this is, I think, right up our alley. This is perfect. And we have so many things we want to talk about. We have like 150
topics. And this is the first thing we're ever doing together.
I know.
We're doing it together.
I know. How many different ideas of things we wanted to do together?
You guys have no idea. Yeah, like I'm literally that person who has come up with every idea in the book
100 times over.
100 times. I'm like pitching them to Brad. I'm pitching them to Carly.
Right, what did you do? You did soaps. You did scrubs. You did lip scents. You did, you sold hair products.
Resumes,
which I think you should. Yeah. Are you still doing those?
I'm not still doing the resumes.
That actually is changing. That, yeah. That's changing people's lives. So I loved that one. But yeah, this girl is on a mission.
Wait, what about
always.
Like the juices that I tried selling? I was freaking allergic to that.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. But no, I finally was like, no, me and Carly have so much to talk about. We definitely have stories to tell.
Yeah.
And it's about time we do something together and like just have fucking fun doing it.
I know.
You know, like
you just said fuck.
Oh my God.
We can curse on here?
We can curse. I feel like my child's going to come out of the womb saying that.
No, stop that right now. But no, it's so funny because like I always like to keep everything like super PG on YouTube. So.
Oh, you guys are in for a treat.
You are in for it.
You're going to get all the deets, all the juicy details that you're not going to hear anywhere else about your favorite person on the planet.
Oh my God, stop.
Carly Bell 55.
You are too much. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so we have been talking about this podcast now since November, and we've been brainstorming of different ways that we can kind of just like get it going and rolling. And I think the best place to kind of start is where it all began, right?
Like way back when.
Yeah. So like you guys know who we are, and we figured, you know, we're talking about babies and all that, so we can give you some of our favorite childhood memories. And
you know what just popped into my head?
What just popped into your head?
When we were really little and I would like take off all my clothes and you would push me around in a laundry basket all the time.
What was wrong with that?
Why?
I don't know.
But I would only be naked. We're talking like 3 years. I was like 3 years old.
You were younger than I think old. I was 3 years old.
You were a little bit older than you that. Think? I remember. I was like probably two. So you were like four.
Okay.
Right. We're 2 years apart. So 2 years and how many months?
8 months.
8 months apart. But yeah, I don't know why.
I think at that age, it's kind of acceptable.
No, yeah. It wasn't anything weird. We were just like going, I just remember like going around the house and being like, wee, like thinking it was like the funnest thing ever.
Did anyone ever say anything to us? Like, was mom ever like, guys, that is not okay?
It was just bizarre. So bizarre.
No, there's a lot of like lack of clothing stories.
Oh my God. Wait, the best one is with Bill.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell that story.
We used to have this elderly man live across the street from us where we were growing up, and he would sit outside in his garage every single day, and my bedroom faced his garage. But the way that the story goes is basically I came home from school one day and I ran
it was like
upstairs.
Preschool,
it was,
right?
Yeah, I was probably like 3 or 4 years old, yeah. Like so little and innocent and the cutest ever.
Yeah. Oh
I was
my the gosh. Cutest. You little. Were the cutest. I will say that you were the cutest baby
I'm
ever.
I'm gonna have
saw.
A really cute baby.
Yeah, you are.
Oh my God. But I ran upstairs. It was like after I got back from preschool one day, and I stood up in the window, and I lifted up my little dress and I did like a little dance. Look, Bill. I'm not wearing any panties. No undies on. And he was mortified. Oh, my God. He came
Mom
over.
Was probably mortified.
Mom was probably more mortified. Yeah, he came over, like, knocking on the door, like, Jody.
Handle your daughter.
Go handle that.
And that's the day Mom knew you were going to be trouble.
Oh, boy. No.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and then, you know, from that day forward, I never wore any underwear. I'm just kidding.
I don't feel free without, like, I mean, excuse me, I don't not feel free. I feel too free without underwear. Like, I feel like feeling, like, secure. I can't not wear underwear. Like,
so what about, like, us not wearing bras, like, while we film this shit?
I mean, that's totally cool. I like to,
like, just let it hang loose.
Yeah, but yeah, underwear is, like, I need underwear in my life.
Yeah, I like a good thong.
Thong, 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 thong.
But what about your haircut? For your first experience with a haircut.
Oh, my God. So the other night, we were all having dinner, and that was when we placed the bet on what we think the sex of your baby is.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom pulls out our baby books, and inside, mind you, we just ate dinner, so it was kind of disgusting, was my ponytail in a Ziploc bag. So she kept my ponytail, but I don't remember much. I don't have the best memory, but I remember that day perfectly. I would always have a side pony.
Yeah,
I had very, very curly hair when I was little, and I remember looking in my mom's mirror, and I couldn't get my hair tie out. So I took a scissor, and I was trying to cut the hair tie, and I ended up cutting off my entire ponytail. Oh my God! So my mom said I just left it right on the counter, and I went into my bedroom and I grabbed my comforter from my bed and I put it over my head. I walk downstairs and I sit right on the couch and turn the TV on.
With a blanket over your head.
Not even a blanket, a comforter. And mom's like, she tells the story so well, but she remembers, she's like, as soon as I saw that I was on the phone, I hung up the phone and I was like, Carly, why are you covering your head like that? And she's like, she felt like this,
she
like,
she said that
instant,
her heart stopped.
Right. She knew instantly something was wrong. And mind you, I had hair above my ears. We had to go get to the
one side was above your ear.
Yeah, one side was above and the other side was long. So my hair had to be cut above my ears on both sides. And it was just the funniest haircut ever. I'll show you guys a picture one day.
What a nightmare, but also a nightmare. Great story.
I know.
It's so funny.
I was trying to find our notes.
Oh, I have one.
Oh, tell me.
So we lived in three places, right? Three different houses growing up?
Three.
Or four.
Well, I mean, if you don't count
five,
the one
we have ones later on in life. But, right, so we grew up in, like, a nice house in Howell.
Yep.
Howell, New Jersey.
For those of you who are interested in stalking where the geography of our lives started.
Oh, yes, we are. We live in New Jersey. I'm sure you could tell by the accents.
Cluffy.
But when we were moving into our new house, it was being built. We had to live in a small apartment in between. So me and Amanda had to share a room, and
we shared like the living room.
Yeah, it wasn't even a bedroom. I remember, right? You would walk in, and it was
and
right there,
right
on the left.
Right there on the left.
Yeah,
with the dresser on the right.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember where we were going, but I had
we were coming back from.
But I had these. Was I maybe horseback riding or something?
Oh, it could have been because of the boots.
Yeah, I had these boots on, and I don't know why we think this is the funniest story. We think about it all the time.
I know.
I couldn't get them off. She was helping me take them off, and I like vividly remember her shaking me upside down trying to get these boots off, and they would not come off.
The strength of a 7-year-old.
Right? How were we that? No, I think it was when we moved, I was in kindergarten or going into kindergarten.
So that would make you 5.
Is that 5?
5. You were going into kindergarten. Wow. Oh, my God. Which makes me 7.
7. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I know. So,
yeah.
I just envisioned me just being thrown around in the air.
I clearly remember holding you by 1 foot and trying to get the boot off. And you were, like, swinging back and forth like a pendulum.
I know.
So funny.
Yeah. So, those were the good old days. We lived in our other house after that for how many years? 9, 10?
I think a little longer. So, like, from 7 till 11, 12. 17, 18, 19. Is that, like, over probably 15 years.
Yeah.
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 But that was the best.
Yeah.
Oh,
our
my
house
God.
Growing up was awesome.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We had a lot of parties.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had a lot of parties. We snuck out.
Mom, sorry. Close your ears. No, we've told her a lot of these stories, but...
Wait,
June 10th?
So, I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah, so our parents would always go away for like the weekend to Atlantic City, like all the time. So we would always have parties there. And in the beginning, it was you having the parties and me with my friends just trying to like crash it and hang out with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We would like shuttle people into the house.
Oh, yeah.
Patty.
Yep. Patty, we'd make them park down the street. So our neighbor didn't know.
But she knew.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah. We had some crazy times there.
But the best was when we would sneak out.
Yeah. You would sneak out. My sister was the rebel. All right, let's set the dynamic here, because you were definitely the rebel.
And what, were you the goody two shoes?
I'm not saying, I was definitely not the goody two shoes, but I was always scared to do things. Like, you had zero fear, like,
you're just afraid to get caught.
Yeah, I was afraid to get caught, where you were like, I'd rather just ask for forgiveness
than permission. So much like dad.
I think that was dad's
trait.
Yeah, no, I think that was dad's quote too. It's easier to ask for
forgiveness and for permission.
Yeah, no, you definitely snuck out and snuck people in a couple times. And I remember we had this tiny little window in our basement, like so small.
Like, picture a basement window. Like, it was literally like 18 inches long and like 12 inches high.
Right. And then it had the wire across it because we had the alarm system. And this girl would somehow go underneath the wire and out into the, because it would pull out right into the yard.
Like, into the bushes.
Yeah. But you had to like hoist yourself up. And
were
somehow
you there the time that we were sneaking boys in there?
Yeah.
The
that's what I'm saying. How, like, I didn't even know how you fit, but like, yeah, I remember you fit. Who was that?
I don't remember. Oh my God. That was like freshman year of high school, maybe.
I know.
But that was also the same way that we went out and took mom's car.
Oh, yeah. I remember the first time that you took mom's car. I was in bed. You and Jacqueline, trying to get into the case right now.
Oh my God, look at him.
I think it was you and Jacqueline.
It would have been me and Jacqueline.
Or maybe Tiffany.
Or maybe it was Tiffany.
You guys were going to Dunkin' Donuts. You came in and asked me what I wanted.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah, and you guys told me you like put the car in neutral and pushed it down the driveway.
So that you wouldn't hear it start because it was right below mom's bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I've done that a couple times. I learned that trick from you. I definitely did that maybe once or twice.
Do you remember me picking you up from like Deuce Out and Dad's Durango?
Yeah, that was the next thing that I was thinking about as well. Yeah, I remember that too.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so we've had some crazy times together.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's definitely been a lot of fun times. Fun vacations, times growing up, Carly coming to visit Amanda at college.
Oh my gosh, finding pounds and pounds of clothes that you stole from me at college. Remember, I would call you and be like, where's this shirt? Where is this dress? I don't know. I haven't seen it. And then I'd show up and like, you could tell she always knew when I was coming because it'd be like stuffed in the back of her drawer. So I always knew exactly where to look. But
Carly has always had the best closet. Like, no matter what age before, she has the closet the size of a house.
Mm.
Carly has always had the best closet with the best clothes. And it's the truth.
Thank you.
And my ass, mind you, I'm about 6 inches taller than her.
Yep.
So by default,
her legs go up to my chin, pretty much.
I would try and borrow her shorts and her dresses, and they would look like diapers on me. But I would always take her shirt, because that was the one thing that I could wear of yours. And all of the good shirts that you would buy, even if they had tags on them, I would sneak on into your room.
Mm-hmm.
I would take them back to college with me.
Right. And as much stuff as I ever had, I always knew what was missing, right? Like, I feel like you like always tried to like be sneaky about it, but like I always knew.
I know. And then there came a point where you were like okay with me borrowing things.
Yeah, but what was my rule?
Always return it.
I had the easiest rule. I was like, all right, listen, right? We got through that. You can't borrow it stage. And I was like, all right, if you borrow it, all you have to do is bring it back before you take something else, right? It was like a kind of like a swap system. And what did you do?
I think I just kept taking.
You just kept taking and I never saw stuff back. So then I started writing it down. I remember.
No, you were taking pictures.
Pictures and writing it down. She took on this day. Like, it was like a filing system to make sure I got my clothes back.
That was so funny.
I know.
Oh my God. I remember that.
I know.
And you would get so mad at me.
I know.
Aww. Little babies.
I know.
But for those of you wondering, I still come over and borrow clothes.
Oh yeah. Now it's like I don't even care anymore. It's just like just take whatever you want at this point. Just take it all. And now that you're in Jersey, it's even easier. The problem was you've been in New York, so you haven't been able to take anything. Right here I am saying, oh, it's fine, but no, it is fine.
It is
you
fine.
Know that.
It's
you
always fine.
Yeah. What's mine is yours.
What's yours is mine. What's mine is yours.
Yeah. So all right, besides other stories, I mean we could sit here all day telling telling stories. Like, what else do we want them to know in this first episode?
I want them to know that, like, the cool thing is, like, while Carly focuses mostly on, like, the outer beauty for those, like, people who follow her, it's all about, like, the makeup and the fashion. But the cool thing is about Carly, I think, is that she always ties it in with the inner beauty, right? And, like, for me, I've always been about, like, the inner beauty. And I think that because, like, we have, like, these, like, aligned values and morals, which is really, really cool. We have, like, a little bit of different opinions on things. And I think that our different takes on stuff is because, like, I always focus on the inner and, mm-hmm. like, you bring the inner and the outer. Mm-hmm. We'll have, like, a really cool perspective for people.
Yeah.
And I also think that people should know that they can submit questions, comments, concerns, feedback to us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we want to do like a little bit of everything on this podcast, like not just sit here and talk about us every single time. We want you guys to get involved and we want to talk about things that you guys want to hear. And,
yeah,
you know, I feel like we both
have so much experience. Yeah, we've so many different things.
We've both been through a lot. And, yeah, I think our opinion could be helpful for a lot of people. So, I mean, we kind of wanted to start off this one episode by just talking a little bit about us and us, like, funny stories and stuff like that. But I think we want to take this, like, so much further than that.
Yeah, but, also, like, on a much deeper level, like, I mean, while me and Carly we are, like, best friends, which is such a freaking gift. And, like, that's why I really hope I have two daughters so they can be best friends like us. But, like, we want to take it to, like, a level where, like, you maybe don't know that much about whatever you don't know about us and, like, the perspectives that we've learned and the experiences that we share and have, like, throughout our lives. Like, our parents got divorced at 18. Like, we lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up, like, in a, like, very well off, which I'm not afraid to tell people.
Yeah.
But we lost it all. And, like, right. That was scary. I had I'm still paying student loans off and stuff. And, you know, Carly didn't end up finishing college because of that and, like, worked three jobs. And, you know, I struggled with addiction, eating disorder, drug addiction. Like, Carly struggled with it from her end watching me go through it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, sometimes people think just because you're a pretty face, like, you don't have that much depth.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's just not to say, like, we have so much depth.
No, but
we have a lot of
do.
Experience, you know?
We do.
About many different things, like heartbreak and divorce through a kid's perspective, mm-hmm. and drugs and eating and, you know, but all of the good things too.
Yeah.
You know? Like, all of the really cool things that, like, you get to experience in life. Like, we've experienced that together.
Yeah.
Which is really awesome.
Yeah, we've been best friends through everything, which is awesome too.
I don't think we've ever had a point, like, in any of these experiences where, like, we're never talking again.
Mm-mm, never.
No.
Mm-mm. I feel like a lot of the bad times, like, we were, like, the closest. Like, you, right? You hated everyone but me, like, right?
Yeah, like, but I also hated everyone for you.
Yeah.
Like, the other way around. Like, remember when I, like, not to, like, change the subject completely, but I helped you move. Remember I helped you move out of Mom's?
Oh, my God, yes. Wait. When I moved down to Florida?
Down to Florida.
Did you help me pack?
I helped you pack. We switched cars.
Did we?
You gave me your two, remember? Because you didn't want to go down in your two-door car.
Yeah, I packed all my stuff up at one point and without telling anyone, I guess. I forgot that I told you.
Yeah,
and I moved down. I drove down to Florida to live with my dad.
We met in the Walmart parking lot. You don't remember that?
Walmart? Where?
Walmart in Freehold. We met and switched cars in the Walmart parking lot. What,
not Walgreens?
Walmart.
So what am I thinking about then at the Walgreens parking lot where we were sitting with our feet up to like this? Why was that?
Do you remember? Because it was a time Mom and Dad got into a really big fight.
Yeah.
And we didn't know like if that was like literally the end. And like, you know, our parents went through hard times and like they're obviously not together now, but we were experiencing this in high school. And we went from that point because Mom was really upset, mm-hmm. Dad was really upset,
mm-hmm.
and we took my car
and left,
and we were both in the Walgreens parking lot.
That I remember.
Yeah. Where we met.
It was a bad time.
It was. So, it was interesting.
Yeah, that's probably why I don't really vividly remember that, but
we both had our turns moving to Florida.
Yeah, we've both been through, you know.
Through it.
Yeah, we've been through it, but look what we did for ourselves. And right? No one has helped us with anything. You know, we did this all ourselves. So.
And I think that's a valuable lesson to learn, because I think that like some people believe that because everything's happening to them right now, that there's no other way out.
Right.
And there's no light
at the end of the tunnel. Right. Yeah. Right.
Which is absolutely not the truth.
It's not the truth. No. And I remember, like, we both felt that in so many different instances too. And like, it's hard right now, but like, you're going to get through it. The hardest things teach you the best lessons. And like, you'll get to a point eventually where you can look back at it and just be like, grateful that it happened, because it's going to change you. The strongest people are the people that have been through like the most, you know, the most beautiful people.
Yeah. And it gives you so much depth, but it also gives you that opportunity to help somebody else who's also going through it. Right.
Just by talking about it.
Right. Because we think we're the only ones experiencing it. Right. We think we're the only one alone in the world.
Yeah. No, it's so true. It really is so true.
Yeah. So whatever it is you're going through, if you're not going through anything at all, you don't have to go through something, but just know there is a light. There is another way. You can get through it. And it's important to talk about these things. And I think that's another thing we want to bring you in this podcast, is just like hope. You know, just like hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Oh, your blue eyes are just shining.
Oh, wait. Let's talk about the button.
The compliment, the compliment button.
Okay. I'm going to just do a quick little... what I witnessed, and then you can explain the whole, because I don't even know where it started, but I go over to my mom's, because my sister, did you say you're staying at mom's house?
Yeah, I don't know if I told them, but
she's back in with mom.
Oh my god, and thank you so much, mom, for giving me a place to stay. I'm so grateful, but awesome. Like, my ego is like talking to me about like how I shouldn't be at mom's right now, because you know,
no,
you have a husband type
stop
of thing.
Yeah, whatever. No, it's all for the best.
It is all
you
for
wanted
the best.
To get out of the city for the best reasons, but anyway, so we go over there the other night, and I don't even know how it happened, but you got to tell the story. You got to tell the story. I feel like you'll tell it better.
I must have poked Brett for some reason.
Yeah.
And he gives me a compliment.
It's called a compliment button.
It's called a compliment button. Carly was looking at us like, well, what just happened? And I'm like, watch.
Yeah.
So I poked him again. And he goes, you're so pretty.
Yeah.
Then I poked him again.
The prettiest smile.
I poked him again.
You have beautiful brown eyes. Oh my God. It was the cutest thing ever. I'm like, hey, I want my own compliment button.
So he gave you one too.
Yeah. So I think you guys should all go out there. You girls should go out there and tell your boyfriend or husband or anyone that they need a compliment button. So anytime you touch them, you give them a little poke, you get a compliment.
Yeah.
I love that.
The way that it formed, how did that actually happen? So we were packing in New York.
Right.
So we're like packing all our stuff up, and I was sitting at my desk, and I think I was just like feeling super stressed out, and he was standing right next to me, and he did something where, you know, like when you push someone away, like kind of just like stop.
Yeah, right.
So like I pushed him away with like my hand, and he gave me a compliment, and I was like, ooh. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
So then I did it again.
Yeah.
And he did another one.
Aww, he's so cute.
So like every time I tapped him on the shoulder, it was just like it happened so naturally. It made us both laugh. It was so funny.
That's adorable.
Yeah, but then he did it back to me. He poked me, and I was like, why are you poking me?
He's like, I want a compliment.
He was like, I want a compliment. And I'm like, oh, I get it. So yeah, that's how it all kind of like started. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it was funny. It was really cute.
Yeah, you guys are really cute.
You and Anthony are really cute, though.
Oh, thank you.
Just like...
He's a good guy.
You can tell that, like, you're both really happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me happy to see you happy.
Thanks, man.
You're welcome. It's interesting because, like, you know how people kind of just, like... Like, I don't know, the energy and the flow.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you guys just move and act and talk and go in, like, the same direction, which is... You just like feed off of each other's energy, which is, and you both have such great energy.
Oh,
so I just feel like it's,
yeah,
it's like he's a keeper.
Yeah, he's a keeper. He's a good one. Very happy. Very happy. So,
and the best part about that, so for those of you who don't know Carly, he is someone who will challenge her.
Oh, yeah.
And Carly's not used to being challenged.
No, but I said I wanted a man, so.
You got a man.
I got a man. Yeah, no, I know. It's nice. It's a good dynamic, so.
Yeah, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Your eyebrows look so good right now.
They're not even, like,
shaded in. I know. They look amazing. Thanks. Like, I don't even want you to shade them in anymore. They're so fluffy and voluptuous.
Maybe it's the prenatal vitamins.
Oh, maybe.
I mean, my boobs got bigger. I know.
Okay, wait. So, Amanda, all right, let's do body types really, really quick for, I mean, you can look on Instagram, but my sister is like a Victoria's Secret model, like legs up to my chin, like just very thin and just like has a body like a supermodel. Aww. Yes, I could say it.
Thanks.
And then there's me. I'm like a smushed version of her. Like we say, we always say we have like very similar bodies, but like yours is like stretched out, elongated. And my whole family, all the women in our family have big boobs. Like
they're just voluptuous.
Yeah, I don't. Mine are decent. Mine are decent. I'm not mad with mine. Mine are fine. But
I'm
like
just like a little boy.
That's just one thing that Amanda didn't get. But you know what? I would take that and I would trade legs for boobs any day. But she has boobs now.
Oh my God. It happened literally overnight. But it's so, they're so sore. Oh, like I want to cry.
You.
And like Fuzzy comes and he'll like mush on me. And I'm like, Fuzz, you're hurting me. Oh my God.
But you don't even look pregnant yet. Can you stand up for me really quick? Let me see.
Here, I'm standing.
Let me see. Yeah, you don't even look pregnant yet. Yeah, you're so annoying. How far along are you at this point?
I'm 12 weeks is tomorrow.
Okay, good sit. So you're back in it.
Oh, sorry.
12 weeks tomorrow.
Yeah, 12 weeks
tomorrow. Okay, so I feel like it's still early too to be showing, or do they?
I think it's different for everybody, but also I do work out every day.
True.
And we just started a new workout routine, so we're excited about that. But yeah, I do. I work out every day and do running, so I think that probably has a lot to do with it because I'm getting abs.
Oh, okay,
so
girl.
I'm wondering if that might have something to do with it too.
Yeah,
But I have friends who showed at like 10, 11
right.
weeks.
Right, I think just everyone's
body type's different.
And like morning sickness, all of that. I know it was bad for a while, right?
Oh my God, I like literally projectile vomited in the middle.
Oh my God, yeah, tell
them that
story. That was a story.
I mean, you kind of already said
the worst part of it, but.
Me and Brett were moving in the city, so we were like moving the car because, you know, alternate side street parking and parking tickets. So we had to move the car after we finished like packing up and stuff. And we had just eaten dinner, get into the car. I'm like, oh, I'm feeling like a little nauseous, but I'm going to be okay. And like, we're driving around trying to find a parking spot. And I'm like, oh no.
God.
Jumped right out of the car and it was.
Didn't you make eye? She said you told me you made eye contact with the car behind you.
So that's Brett's way of embellishing the story.
Yeah,
but like
totally
there was one guy right behind us in an SUV, and he was alone, and there was no one else behind us. And I saw him. I saw him look at me. He was definitely watching.
Yeah.
Not fun, but. So yeah, that happens.
Wait, time out.
What?
So when is this episode going up? This Friday? Or next week?
Next Thursday, the 25th.
So. By the time that everyone's hearing this, like, no one knows right now about her being pregnant.
Okay.
So, like, we're sitting here telling you guys, this episode will be out a little bit after everyone does found out, but, like, my grandma doesn't know, my aunt, my cousin, like, no one knows.
We're telling them tomorrow.
I know.
You're coming, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Aunt Dana's?
Yeah. So, we're going to tell Grandma, Aunt Dana.
Grandma's going to be so excited.
Oh my gosh.
It's her first great grandbaby.
You think she's going to shit?
No, I think she's going to cry. What did mom... Oh, we got... Mom's video.
Oh, we have to put a video together.
Oh, that was great.
That was
Mom's reaction was the best.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I... Did I see Anne and Lenny's reaction?
So Anne just cried.
Yeah.
She looked at...
Oh, yeah, she was like...
Really?
Yeah, that was so cute. And mom just was like screaming.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, everyone's been waiting. Like, we've... all been waiting for this for so long, and
it's not like I'm getting any younger, so
I know, but you wanted to, you know, do your business, focus on your business, and that's totally fine too. Like, I don't think there's an age limit, you know.
There's no age limit.
Well, I mean, there is technically an age limit.
I mean, I guess the clock stops at some point.
But no, I think you did everything in the right
Yeah,
order.
We wanted to enjoy like living in New York City. I mean,
traveling. You guys love to travel.
Oh,
they've been like all around the world.
But so have you.
Yeah. A lot of my traveling has been for work and stuff, which I'm so grateful for. But I feel like a lot of your travel has kind of been like, let's pick a place on the map and just go, like spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys stay at the coolest like places and do all. the craziest things, you know.
One recommendation that I have for everybody is if you're going somewhere, pick somewhere and explore the place. Like, no one, like, you don't learn anything about the culture of a country
right.
that you're in if you're staying in a resort. Like, mm-hmm. you can totally stay at a resort, but right. like, venture out and explore and like, get to know the locals yeah. and like the local food and stuff. So for me and Brett, like, we always go somewhere like where we could rent a moped because mm-hmm. it's just like so much fun. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys go on the same moped or you have your own?
He doesn't let me drive a moped.
So you have to go on the back?
I have to go on the back of his moped.
Oh my God. Brett.
I know. Like, what the F?
Yeah.
But it's all for safety purposes. He thinks I'm a bad driver.
Yeah.
He's like, she has 1 foot out the window. Yeah. Like, I don't know how she will, you know.
You definitely drove with your feet out the window. I remember that.
How is that even
possible? But I'm sorry. Continue.
It's fine. Like, get to know the culture because that's literally the most beautiful part about traveling is just kind of understanding where you are, seeing all the differences, how beautiful it is, just like getting to know where you are. So like, you know, we travel like off the beaten path sometimes and it's just you
make the best memories.
You make the best memories, yeah, for sure.
Where's your favorite place you've ever traveled?
See, like, here I'm talking about culture, but like, I love, love, love Miami. Mm. It's like my favorite place on earth because there's so much culture there. Mm-hmm. And it's just so beautiful. It's in the US. It's easy to get to.
Yeah, true.
But I would go back to Thailand every day of the week.
Yeah.
You know, just the food there is amazing.
Yeah.
And the people mm-hmm. and the scenery.
Yeah.
What about you?
Definitely Bali. That was the best trip of my entire life. I felt like time just like stood still there. Like, what's really cool out there is there's one day a year where they shut down everything, like airports. They shut down all businesses and people just like meditate and like,
no.
yeah, it's like a blackout for the whole area. I think it's just in Bali. I don't know if it's all of Indonesia. I'm probably not. Probably just Bali. But yeah, I thought that was just so interesting. Like,
that's so cool.
Yeah, everyone is just like super spiritual out there and it's just so beautiful. Where we were staying, there was like, you would look out your window with like trees with like monkeys and every morning for breakfast, like a huge fruit platter. And it was just like a beautiful, beautiful place. Like, I would go back there in a second. I know it's like across the world. So
it's hard to get there.
Yeah, it's hard to get there, but that would be definitely
on the list
to go back 100%.
Yeah. Oh, I want to go so bad. So me and Brett were supposed to go traveling for like,
oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. So
that was a thing.
Instead of trying to get pregnant, right? It was like, oh, if I don't get pregnant this month, we're going to just go and travel the world for 6 months. And they were dead ass serious.
And then mom had a meltdown.
Everyone had a meltdown. And I was the only one that was like, you know what? Like,
Dad supported it.
Did he? Of course he did. Yeah. But I didn't, like, I wanted you to stay here. I didn't really want you to do that. But I felt like, you know what I mean? Like, when you get the opportunity to do that,
right?
You guys were going to go travel for like 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to go to Europe and Southeast Asia and like go to Bhutan and Bali and Nepal and Japan.
Well, you didn't, and now you're pregnant, so yay!
Yay! And now we get to bring our kids.
Yeah, or Auntie can watch.
Auntie car.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Oh my God, is it going to be a boy or a girl?
Honestly, my sister was the cutest baby in the entire world. I hope it's a girl. But, like, we also don't have boys in our family. And Brett's one of two boys and you're one of two girls. So it's, like, I feel like it's 50-50. Although, don't they say that it comes from the male's side?
Yeah.
So.
Right. So it might be a boy.
I would love either one.
Brett was a really cute kid, too. Have I showed you pictures?
Yeah, he was really cute.
We both had, like, really big eyes, and he has a perfect nose.
Yeah, he does have a great nose.
We just both have really bad feet.
You have a great nose.
But we have bad feet.
Your kids are going to be hanging from trees.
Yeah, they're literally be hanging from the trees. Have you ever seen Brett's toes?
I don't think so.
Like, look at the – oh, mom gave me a pedicure.
Oh.
Do you see?
What the – I didn't get a pedicure. I got
– she wait, touched my freaking feet.
Look, my toenail's growing back.
Oh, my God, yay.
I still have sand in my toes. That's disgusting from yesterday. Yeah, I need a pedicure. Oh, when does nail salons open back up?
Monday. I think it's on the 22nd.
Oh.
We should go for a pedicure.
Please. So excited. Things are starting to open up. Yesterday was the 15th, and all restaurants, outdoor seating opened up. So yesterday I went by the beach. We got to eat outside, which was nice. I mean, was it, yeah, last weekend we went to Pennsylvania, me and Anthony, so we were able to, they had opened up before, so we were able to go to dinner two times there, which was cool. We were like skipping in, we were so excited, we're like, wow, it's been so long. So I guess going out yesterday wasn't as crazy,
but like, but how cool was it?
It was so nice, and right, the weather's getting nice.
Oh my god, perfect timing.
Yeah. Oh, craziness going on.
Can you like believe that literally the world has been on standstill since March? No, it's June.
I know.
And everything happening.
I know. So, yeah. Hopefully things can only get better from here. I mean, it can't get
that
much,
quote
much
that you
worse.
Posted was the perfect quote ever about like basically
it not being canceled.
It's not, the 2020 is not canceled. It's like the reset button. And
should we end our first episode?
Yeah,
with that quote?
Read it. That's read it out really loud because I think it's the perfect quote. And everyone, leave in the comments in the reviews what your take on this quote is.
Yeah. So this is a quote by Leslie Dwight. So she says, what if 2020 isn't canceled? What if 2020 is the year we've been waiting for? A year so uncomfortable, so scary, so raw that it finally forces us to grow. A year that screams so loud, finally waking us up from our slumber. A year we finally accept the need for change, declare change, work for change, become the change. A year we finally band together instead of pushing each other further apart.
Love that so much.
So much.
Yeah, so on that note,
I can't believe we just filmed our first episode.
I know.
On the couch in my robe. That is like the coolest thing ever.
I don't even think I'm wearing a bra.
I'm not wearing a bra.
Wearing a sports bra.
I'm not even wearing that. But no, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But we hope you guys enjoyed. We have so much more to come. So definitely stay tuned.
Yeah, if you're listening to this episode, screenshot it. Let us know what the best part was, any questions you have, and tag us in it.
Yeah, and feel free to come check us out on social media. Mine is at Carly Bell, CARLIBEL.
And mine's at Inner Beauty Bible, INNER Beauty, BEAUTY Bible. BYBEL.
Yeah. And yeah, share some stories that you guys have, maybe growing up or anything you want to share. We love to read our messages and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Yay.
All right.
All right.
So long for now.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao for now.
Ta-ta.